Is there a very poor white section? There's something I have in mind and I can't think of what the name is.
I'm sure it is, but I don't know where it is.
Well, okay, what if you were entertaining out-of-town guests, what would the landmarks be in Atlanta that you would take them to see?
I would always take them to downtown Atlanta. When I entertain guests, I always show downtown Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I always show the major churches.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cathedral, Ebenezer, yes, and the shrine of the Immaculate Conception down by the Capitol, which of course gives me an opportunity to show the Capitol complex.
Yeah.
Then of course all of the hotel areas downtown, and then I always have to show the Fox Theater.
Yes, that's certainly important.
And then all the way out Peachtree. Many times, and I show the college community because of the Atlanta University complex, and of course then the Georgia State complex, and usually Georgia Tech and the varsity.
Yes, you seem to have this affinity for varsity hot dogs.
Yes, indeed. So that.
How about parks in Atlanta? What are the major parks?
The major parks. I always show Central City Park because I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
For the kind of park it is, and of course Piedmont Park, with its botanical gardens.
Yeah, yeah. Which I have never been to.
Which I'm very proud of.
My mother has been to it. Been to it, but. I have never seen the botanical gardens. I know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And there they are within walking distance.
They're catching on.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because you're right here, drive. Mm-hmm. And there's some other parks. Of course, there's Chastain Park, which is further out. I guess that's the Roswell area.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the big park out in the south side?
Grant Park.
Yeah, what's there?
Yes, Grant Park, the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also right now still housing the cyclorama.
Which I believe is closed for repairs,
it's closed
isn't
for
it,
repairs.
As of today?
Mm-hmm. And there's still a possibility of moving it to some other spot, but I don't know exactly what's going to happen there.
Okay, and this is honestly the very last thing. What is your attitude toward language and grammatical usage and so forth?
Of course, I love language,
yes.
You know, and of course
I know.
And I love the English language.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a very enthusiastic attitude toward language. I love words.
Mm-hmm.
And the English language itself is just really so beautiful. I think my problem is with it is that Americans don't take the time to speak the English and really to enjoy it and to listen to the beauty and the poetry of just everyday speech, which has a very special romance of its own. And if we did, you know, we love listening to Shakespeare, but everyday English is just as beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what we must realize too is that fine works, you know, like Shakespeare plays, Shakespearean plays, you know, was language of the day, and so naturally, it's all beautiful, and the language of our day is very beautiful too. If we would but take the time to enjoy it and to just speak it.
Mm-hmm.